A significant percentage of college students do not have regular access to food. According to a 2018 survey of students from across the U.S., 45% said they had been food insecure in the previous 30 days. Hunger among college students will be the focus of an event today at Monroe Community College. MCC is hosting SUNY's first Food Insecurities Conference. And here to tell us about it is John Graham. He is Associate Provost for Student Affairs at SUNY. Welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much. I'm delighted.
45%, close to half of college students, don't get sufficient food. That is a startling number. Does that national figure come close to what we see here in New York State?
Well, you know, let me say tell you this. Those numbers come close. We just went through a sort of a robust survey process in our system, and our earlier markers are showing anywhere between 35% and 45%.
Help us understand what effects hunger has on college students. What are you seeing?
Well, it really is impacting their ability to learn, their ability to stay focused and be able to focus on the primary reason why they went to college, which is to attain a degree. So it impacts retention, their ability to persist, and also sometimes they have to stop out and take in jobs and other types of employment opportunities. And so we don't really want that to happen. We want students to start. We want them to persist. We want them to be retained. We want them to be graduated and seek gainful employment. But this has been something that we've been dealing with at SUNY, and I'm proud to tell you that we're dealing with it in a very, very strategic way, and we're making a positive difference with our campuses doing the great work that they're doing.
Well, I know that all 64 SUNY campuses now have a food pantry, or what you call stigma-free food access available to students as of last December. Are students taking advantage of this? Is it making a difference?
Indeed. I think that our students are using our pantries to the fullest extent that they possibly can. They're also using our emergency food assistance partners, access food points that are stigma-free. But we're going to learn a whole lot more about the prevalence and the scale through our data analysis, and that's what's taking place right now.
What other ideas is this Food Insecurity Task Force considering?
You know, we're looking now at two other sort of interventions that will help us sort of scale our efforts, particularly to make them a little bit more sustainable, and we can see ourselves forward in the long term. So we're in conversation now with Single Stop, which is a fantastic organization based in New York City that really is working with campuses in the CUNY system. And so we're in conversation to sort of have them work with us at SUNY, because they sort of help campuses provide these sort of wraparound services. And even though we have campuses that do have the staffing already on board that provide a tremendous amount of support services for our students that are food insecure, Single Stop sort of has this platform that students who need legal advice, they can get it. Students that need access to SNAP benefits, they can seek out those eligibility requirements. Students that need a range of support services, including those students who may be homeless. So we're looking at sort of putting together a pilot study, if you will, of about 7 SUNY campuses that we're going to roll out pretty much like towards the fall and next spring to see if we can sort of bring that to scale.
Is food insecurity a relatively new experience for college students, or has this problem been around for a while? Do we know?
That's an excellent question. I think that the literature has really caught up to the problem. I think the problem was always there, but I don't know how well it had been documented. You know, we had a higher education culture of resilience and stick to it and just, you know, deal with it. And then we moved into more of students being able to share exactly what some of their challenges are. And so now we're learning more from our students. So the students are really helping us raise their awareness around the issues that they're impacted by. And the other thing, too, many of our students are coming from high schools, as you can imagine, that have free lunch programs, and they're used to getting access to food from school. And then, of course, when you get to college, and especially if you live on a campus, you're expected to have to pay for those meals. And so we're learning a lot more that, you know, that there's an income disparity among many of our students that parents just simply cannot afford it.
John Graham, Associate Provost for Student Affairs at SUNY, coordinated today's SUNY Food Insecurities Conference at Monroe Community College, and we appreciate you taking the time to tell us about it, John. Thank you so much.
Indeed, I'm thankful.